like old miniature rail yard housing and, you know, like where they would dock the trains and unload them. It was pretty cool.
Oh no, I mean he can move anything around his property on rail car anywhere he wants. No, I mean 2,200 foot of track and on what, 4 acres is pretty impressive. And then, you know, down the canyon it's all on stilts and everything. I would love to see, you know, get the train going, the engine going. I did never did see a caboose though.
Back there and check it out.
Yeah, I want to bring my brothers over there and family over there and show it to them. He's the guy. He loves to show you all that stuff. I mean, we could spend 4 or 5 hours over there and still never see everything.
Got a lot of raking here and there, you know, to do from all the down debris. There's a lot of limbs on the ground and fur to clean up and burn.
Well, I already hired a guy one day, a mason, to come out here for $100, and then my wife hired a guy the day before, and we had the tornado. And I mean, I bet I got close to $800-$900 in yard for clean up this fall, and you can't tell anything's been done. It's just, but hey, I got a tree I need some help with over here. In fact, we can do a little raking over here, going down toward the sawmill. That whole road is this solid limb debris. I'm not even driving on it because I don't want to smash it all into the gravel. So I'm going out the other way. But I got a tree over my water tank on the back side of the hill over here, and that pipe goes in the mountain 400 feet. If that ever broke, because water's always coming out of it, I'd never really be able to fix it. So I'm needing to get you guys over here for a couple hours and help me do a couple projects.
Yeah, copy that, Marty. I guess WSAW 436 on your last.
You heading out for the evening?
Yeah, I'm just gonna have some snacks with Jakota and wind her down for the evening. Try to, you know, catch up with a few things. Probably put some stuff up in the shop.
Yeah, I'm in the shop right now. Yeah, I'm not gonna go eat dinner till about 7. I cooked lunch after I came home when I got the text and she wasn't open, so I decided to come home and I got some Taylor sausage links, but I cooked some breakfast this morning when I got home on the griddle, and about a half hour later my stomach's bothering me, and I don't think it's the hash brown. I think maybe those link sausages bothered me a little bit or something, so I don't know, but it kind of went away. But I'm kind of leery eating the rest of them now.
Drink lots of water, it helps.
I don't drink water. It's whiskey or beer.
I've turned into a champagne kind of guy, you know.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Oh, I'm not exactly sure. There was a couple little plans in the works, not much.
Yeah, maybe if you get a moment, just come over here and I'm seeing the Illy's supposed to flood to 35 feet, and the 64 flood, it was at 40 feet. So it says it's kind of like, you know, it's 37 feet. Well, 35 feet is over the banks, but it sounds like it's going to flirt with 35 to 37 feet. So they're saying Kirby's going to be, you know, a lot of localized flooding. But I know it's dumping over here right now. But if it's not too bad tomorrow, maybe we could spend an hour or so and we'll figure out how to get this oak down so it doesn't hit my pipe coming out of the side of the mountain.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, the coastal rivers are probably all, you know, coming into the ocean and not having you know, very much where to go because it's just been flooding so long now, so it's probably backing up.
Well, Nathan sent me a picture of the Schroeder Park yesterday, And that's kind of where we go fishing in this little cement thing. It's got a little handrail around it. And that was about 2 feet underwater. Today, the river's up so high, and they're seeing whole trees, cottonwoods and root wads and trees floating down the river. Well, today it's all the way into the parking lot, which that's about another 8-10 feet higher than it was yesterday.
I know a couple of people's houses that are flooding, you know, because the water's right up against the building.
Well, that ain't good. I know the county's giving out free sandbags right now.
I'd take them up on that just because sandbags are good to have around.
Yeah, well, back in the 96-97 flood, I got a whole crew together. We were working 24 hours a day. And they brought a bunch of sand out there. Maybe it was in the Kirby yard right there, the Josephine County's yard there across from the Kirby store next to the RCC building. We were filling sandbags 24 hours a day. And I don't know how many we filled. I don't know, 20,000-30,000 of them. And we were giving them out, and that's when I was a CERT member.
Those were the days when, that was like a few years before the lake froze over and people could actually skate on it.
Oh, I ice skated across it, and we went out there about 2/3 away to the middle. We chopped a hole, it was 13 inches thick, and then we, about 20 minutes later, we're seeing cars and trucks driving out there and spinning hookers and doing Brodies and driving all around the lake.
Right on, Marty. Well, I appreciate it and have a good evening. WSAW 436 clear.
Sounds good, Josh. You have a good evening. Yeah, let's hook up in the morning, figure out what you got going. If it's not pouring down rain, let's get this tree away from my water tank up there. It's only about 20 foot tall, but the thing's really dead, and it would bust that pipe, but I need help. I need somebody to run a machine while I cut it. We'll put a rope up it and then pull it over. But yeah, hey, you know, the ice road truckers, when it gets to 2 foot thick, that'll hold 100,000 pounds. So 13 inches in the middle of the lake was plenty enough to hold the vehicle. WQWL 251 clear on your final.